You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers are about ready to head to spring training, and that means that we're going to preview them a little bit. I'm Al Futter. I'm here with Ken Gernick. Ken, I'm going to throw some topics at you, and you just give me your quick thoughts on the different topics that I'm going to ask you. So the first one is, what's the difference? So is there a difference maker on this team? Somebody who maybe he has a really good year, and that puts the Dodgers over the top. Maybe if he doesn't have such a good year, it could really hurt the Dodgers. Who could be a difference maker on the Dodgers this year?
Well, I'll go with the one big acquisition, which would be Logan Forsythe, who you now have a younger, maybe more dynamic player starting at second base and leading off. Certainly a younger player than Chase Utley, you know, and not necessarily an all-star, but a good addition who is a right-handed hitter, who can play second base, you know, more than competently. And so I think that you fill two big holes there. With one player, and so if there's a difference maker, that obviously is what the management sought to do, because they really made no major acquisitions other than that besides retaining their free agents. So I'll go with Logan Forsythe.
Okay, next topic. Who might surprise? So a player who might surprise at spring training camp, maybe make the roster and he wasn't expected to, or maybe somebody that is expected to be on the team but might take it even a step further, somebody who might surprise at spring training.
Well, I'll give you two names that I think might be surprising, and that would be Scott Kazmir, maybe getting back into the starting rotation, and Andre Ethier getting back into everyday play or at least platoon play in the outfield, both coming off disappointing seasons because of injuries and both having worked very hard during the offseason and sound very optimistic about being able to resurrect careers. Both of them have done that before, you know, actually been more or less counted out and coming back. And so we'll see how many lives they have. But I wouldn't be surprised if either or both kind of resurrect their careers again this year.
Okay, next topic. How is your star? So please first identify a star player on the Dodgers. There's a lot of choices there. And then his status, is it status quo? Is he healthy? Is he nursing something? Tell us about the star player for the Dodgers.
Well, last year's star player isn't the one I'll pick. That obviously was Corey Seager, who had tremendous rookie year, one of the best ever. So I'll have to skip him and go right back to Clayton Kershaw. Coming off the back injury, he returned and looked healthy at the end. He said he was fine when I saw him at the winter meetings, and I'm convinced that he is. Of course, with back injuries, they tend not to get better. They tend to get worse. But he's a fanatic as far as training, and so he's certainly the face of the franchise. With 2 years left before he can walk in an opt-out, I'm going to go with Clayton Kershaw as their best player. And if they're going to go where they want to get, he's going to have to be healthy.
Absolutely. Okay, next topic. What's the vision? So what is the front office trying to accomplish this spring training and maybe even beyond into the regular season? How did the thinking over the winter shape the team? What's the big picture vision for this team?
Yeah, that's pretty simple. They got to win a World Series. I mean, nothing else will do. Fans are waiting almost three decades since the last one. So winning a fifth division title isn't going to get too many people excited out here. They got to win a World Series. So that's the only vision that they have. That's the only prize that really matters. So they've got to win it all.
Right. And so I think that that's probably the answer to the next topic, but the perfect season. So what would that look like for the Dodgers? A realistic, perfect season. Come this winter, they look back and say, that was pretty awesome. What would that be for the Dodgers?
Yeah, most teams would be happy to get within two wins of the World Series, but nobody was happy at the end last year. So they have to dethrone the Cubs to get at least get to the World Series, if not win it. You know, getting there at least would calm the fans down, but winning it would be the perfect season.
Absolutely. Okay, next question. Just if you could name a few players that shape the core of this team. So there's always a few core players, and then you build around them. Who are the core players for the Dodgers?
Well, obviously you start with Kershaw. And, you know, you can throw in Kenley Jansen for sure, one of the three free agents that they retain. Justin Turner, not only because of what he does on the field, but in the clubhouse, he's sort of become the team leader in the clubhouse along with Kershaw. You know, they've got a lot of solid players. You know, you don't want to overlook Adrian Gonzalez, who's been a mainstay and an anchor there. So, you know, I could go on and on, but I'd go with those four to begin with.
And last question, is there one player that you're looking forward to watching this spring, an intriguing player, someone that you're curious to see play, even though it's just spring training, but somebody that you're looking forward to watching this spring?
Sure. Just like last year when everybody wanted to see their top prospect, Julio Urias, this year's top prospect is Cody Bellinger. And we saw him a little bit last year, and everything we saw was impressive. So it's no surprise that he's a top prospect. But this year, he's probably going to see much more time in spring training. And he'll be knocking on the door at some point to take Adrian Gonzalez's job away at first base if he comes even close to living up to the projections.
Okay, great stuff, Ken. Thank you.
Okay, Allison, thanks.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.